You are not alone. And now there are two resources that I've put together specifically for your journey. This is your host, Rachel Bernstein. I am an educator and a therapist and a cult specialist. And I am very excited to announce Restart and Restore, a journal for survivors of manipulation, and a companion notebook that I've put together to go with it that has people's stories that they've shared with me that they wanted to share with you, and some wonderful quotes from people whose thoughts I truly admire, and more pages and writing prompts for you to continue with the writing that can help you along your healing journey. This isn't just another blank journal. It's a trauma-informed recovery companion, and it offers psychoeducation on the mechanics of manipulation and control and therapeutic writing prompts to explore your history and your strengths, practical exercises that transform insights into some actionable steps, and the freedom to heal at your own pace. You can do it in the time frame that works for you without any judgment or pressure. Whether you joined the organization or the relationship that was controlling as a teen or as an adult, Restart and Restore provides the structure and, I think, validation needed to process your experiences safely. I'm also excited to share, beyond the journal and its companion notebook, that I'm currently working on a second journal specifically for those born and raised in high-control groups or high-control family units, as their healing journey often involves different and specialized challenges. Restart and Restore and its companion notebook are available now, and you can find the link in the show notes. Thank you very much. I hope it's helpful to you or to someone you love. Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, lovely Patreon supporters. It is so good to talk to you today. Thank you, thank you, thank you to you. I want to talk today about victim blaming. Victim blaming is rampant in so many dynamics. It is rampant in cults. It's often rampant in religious organizations. It is rampant when you're dealing with abuse and sexual abuse. It happens in every direction that women are often blamed for the abuse that they incurred because they should have known not to go to that party, or they shouldn't have been wearing that and had been a temptress, I guess. And they're going to be questioned, and it's going to be ugly how much they get blamed. But men also who deal with being attacked and who are sexually attacked deal with the fact that they are often told that they should have been able to fight the person off, and that if they didn't, it must be because they wanted it. So, this is an equal opportunity problem. And so you are not safe, whether you're male, female, or anywhere in between. It becomes an easy way for society to move on, to not have to really care and not have to even think for a moment about that this is a larger issue, that people roam the earth feeling like it is their right to access other people's bodies and take over, and that people are not given that education growing up a lot of the time, and that college campuses are not set up necessarily to protect people from this, and religious institutions, et cetera, et cetera. And so if people didn't go right away for just accepting that we can go ahead and blame the victim and move on, like calling people who got involved in cults something stupid or gullible or whatever else, and so they don't really have to look at the bigger issue of manipulation and that people are out there hunting for other people to take advantage of, then we're going to be faced with all these avoiders out there who don't want to see the big picture. And then we then want to be very clear that even if we are blamed as the victim, that we don't have to take that on. And if you notice people you care about being blamed as the victim, you can offer them some ideas about how unfair that is and to help them understand why it might be happening. And so let's get into it. Are you healing from manipulation, narcissistic abuse, or coercive control? I created something for you. It's called the Restore Journal app. Built from my decades of experience helping survivors recover, this trauma-informed app is more than journaling. It's a guided healing space to help you process what happened, reconnect with your voice, rebuild self-trust, and create healthier boundaries for the future. You can move at your own pace through all of the sections, and it's a multimedia healing support designed for different learning styles and needs. There are three tiers, including one that offers you full access to my video and audio library. If you're ready to feel understood, supported, and move forward with more clarity and strength, the link for the app is in the show notes. Take good care.